What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
Over to you, Mary Margaret.
Okay, so Frances Arns, who is the new executive director for Rainbow Youth, was appointed to her position last September. And I spoke to her about the first few months in her job and what Rainbow Youth is planning for 2018 in a New Zealand where the LGBTQI community still faces problems every day.
So I joined Rainbow Youth towards the end of September last year.
And what's your role there exactly?
I'm the executive director. It's been pretty full on. Like, I think the end of the year is always a busy time anyway.
Absolutely.
And as well as being the first few months of my role. And we have developed our first three-year strategy.
Could you outline actually a little bit about what that three-year strategy is?
In terms of what our focus is for this year looks like, we really want to continue using our platform, the Rainbow Youth platform, to talk about issues that exist for our community, as well as promoting members of our community and their achievements, mm-hmm. and how amazing they are,
yeah.
Which sometimes gets lost in the story a little bit.
Absolutely.
We want to continue with our regional work. So something that we have been doing for the past few years is starting to get more support out into regional areas of Aotearoa. So we know that young people have a really hard time in those remote rural areas, mm-hmm. of the country, and we want to be there and provide on-the-ground support, as well as having the peer support groups there for them to meet like-minded young people. Another big focus for us this year is homelessness, so we want to really start doing some targeted work.
Okay, so a big focus this year is on at-risk members of the community then?
Absolutely.
How has the Pride Month gone? What exactly does Rainbow Youth do? Like, any special events, or do you do anything special at Pride Parade, or...?
Yeah, so two things this year, actually, which has been really cool. We had some funding from the Ministry of Youth Development to run a program for a young person to create and execute some Pride events for us. So we had Jasmine, who's a high school student. She did an amazing job creating three events for the program, and we supported her through that, which is really cool. So it's been probably our biggest Pride ever, to be honest.
Wow.
We also ran a Language Matters campaign, so that's off the back of our If It's Not Gay, It's Not Gay ad. We just really want to continue highlighting how important inclusive language is, mm-hmm. for our community, and that's a really simple way for people to be aware and give visibility to people's identity.
Absolutely.
And so that was what informed our Pride Parade present. So lots of the young people made really cool signs about why language matters to them, as well as various other topics, as young people are wont to do. and we marched down Ponsonby Road.
Yeah.
And that was, yeah, it was pretty humid.
Yeah.
It was good that it wasn't raining.
Yeah, it was a shame about Big Gay Out.
Such a shame. Yeah, we kind of had a big stall there for the first time. We took our whole community wardrobe, which is free identity-affirming clothing for young people. And so we got it all set up in the rain, and we were all kind of drenched, and then they called it off, which is, it is what it is. It's a real shame for NZAS, and also just for the community, because it's a really great day out.
Mm. And so does Rainbow Youth do much work in high schools? Because just on the back of your Language Matters campaign, you know, a lot of this stems from the fact that sexual education in schools doesn't provide for non-heterosexual cisgender people. And so is there any aim from Rainbow Youth to take that out to schools, or for any of the high school students that are involved to, you know, promote that in their school environment?
Yeah. It's a really, really tough area. We haven't been able to crack schools yet. So obviously we're a really tiny organisation, and it's important to us that the work that we do has a national impact. We don't want to just be in a few schools in Auckland. You know, if we're going to be able to do outreach activity, it needs to be across all schools, ideally. Yeah. And for that to happen, it needs to be endorsed at least by the Ministry of Education. And so... We haven't had the opportunity to do something of the right scale yet, but we are working on it, and we are really keen to influence the curriculum and how sexuality and gender are covered and how that's prevalent in the schools.
Absolutely. What's Rainbow Youth's community like with the government? How much correspondence do you have with them about these issues?
A little bit. So we've had a few projects funded through the Ministry of Youth Development, which is awesome, and we've got a great working relationship with them, which we hope will continue. And we're currently working on a letter to send to some of the new ministers with a few other community organisations that highlight the promises that they made through the campaign for our community, and just, our excitement to work on those policies with them.
Cool. And does Rainbow Youth, what's your organisation's thoughts on the new government? Do you have a lot of hope for how it could impact the LGBTQI community?
Yeah, I mean, as with any government, we hope that they'll continue to prioritise the needs of our community.
Mm.
And it was really encouraging to see the promises that they made throughout the campaign. There are a lot of issues talked about that are really close to our heart and close to many people in the community, which will be great to see work on.
Cool. And it must have been cool to see the Prime Minister at Pride, the Pride Parade on Saturday night as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great step.
Definitely.
For our country. Great visibility.
And do you have any final comments on, in general, how the New Zealand community is treating the LGBTQI community every day, particularly our youth?
Yeah, I think that a lot of great progress has been made, and I don't want to discredit that, but I think that just using inclusive language and being aware of your environment is just so critical. You know, I'm sure that many people will have relatives, colleagues, people in the wider community who are LGBTI, and just being aware of that is really important.
Worry Week on The Wire.